Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, gloria a Dios. All right, that's the extent, that's it. Well, we had an amazing trip, and I just want to say thank you so much for believing in us, in students, this team. Your generosity was outstanding, through the roof, way more than we anticipated. And so I want to say thank you just for believing in teenagers and then sending them off and then your support financially in prayer and just encouraging us. So that's a big deal. So our team of 17, the entire trip was paid for by you, which has never happened before. So give yourselves a hand. That was incredible. Everything that we needed to bring down with us, supplies and everything, and all of the things that the everyday ministries needed, we were able to bring with us and just really surprise them and give that to them. So your willingness to support that is, again, incredible. And I just want you to know, your giving is more than just monetary. You guys helped sow seed in a different country with people you've never met, pastors you've never met, in communities you've never been to. You guys get to be a part of that. You're going to hear incredible stories. And as our team is telling those things that happened in this week, you get to reap the benefits of that as well. And so thank you so much for all of that. And I want to say thank you for those who are outside of City Church who heard about the needs and the things that we were doing, who just pitched in and said, hey, we want to help. They provided all kinds of equipment for our, I don't want to give it too much away, but all kinds of equipment and things like that that we were able to do and just said, hey, we want to be a part of that. And they jumped in and did that. And then finally, I want to say thank you to Everyday Ministries. Jim and Renee Larson, our missionaries, incredible job. And their team there, John and Stacy, Emily and Joe Henry, and the rest of their interpreters and their team, they did so much work to prepare for us to be there. And everything was really structured really well. And so we just want to say thank you to them. They did an amazing job. We loved every part of it. It was challenging and stretching and all of that, which you'll hear. But it was amazing. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what we did. We arrived on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we went right to work. We went to the community where they built a Hope Center, which is in the middle of two communities where we've helped with putting in wells. And so we were at the Hope Center. We got to put roofs over the two wells, the big containers, to protect the containers from deterioration and being warm. Some of our group was working on painting at the Hope Center and doing kids ministry, and we did a health and hygiene clinic with the ladies there. Thursday, we did immersion day, which was treasure hunting in a town called Pantoja. And one of the miracle things that happened, though, is we were driving into town. We noticed there was five individuals. They were dressed in uniforms, and Jim let us know anyone in a uniform is highly respected, and it's a big deal in the Dominican. If you have a uniform, whether it's a police officer or chaplain or whatever, it's a big deal. There's high respect. People really honor that. And Jim just acknowledged that, like, that's really neat. I wonder why they're here and what they're about. Well, when we got to the church, they ended up walking in. They were there for our team. And none of us knew it, including our missionaries. The pastor had known about it, but they came. They were the chaplains of all of the Dominican. And each one of them was put with one of our groups and walked with us through the town. It was super incredible. It was totally a miracle. And one of those things that God's like, I got you. You've been praying for protection. You've been asking for this. And then he just put these little nuggets of things as reminders of, I'm there with you and I'm protecting you. So that was really cool. And then later on that day, you'll hear, we went to individuals' homes and had a meal with them. Thursday, Friday, we did ministry in the park. We did baseball, face painting, sidewalk, chalk, jump rope, bubbles. Three of our team members held signs. You'll see pictures and hear about that in the streets and just with a bullhorn. And then we did skits in the park. And then one of the team members did a gospel message. And then we had lunch. And then we went and played baseball with the Dominicans. And when I say we played baseball, we showed up. Okay? And I'll leave it at that. Saturday was our ministry day. We did children's ministry all morning into the early evening, cleaned up, had a little bit of dinner, and then we did youth ministry that night. Sunday, instead of going to churches like we normally do, we went back to Pantoja. We were broken up in teams with church members, and then we went out through the community and just talked with people, asked how we could pray for them, gave them coffee, and just going out and being a witness. We just went out to the community with their church, which they do once a month, and just loved on people and prayed for people, and it was incredible. Monday was fun day. Tuesday, we came home. We're going to watch our first testimony on video. She's unable to be here today. Take a look.
Hello, my name is Stephen. I'm first mission trip. First, I wanted to go on this mission trip, but then I became unsure because I didn't think I was good enough. A couple of years ago, I heard the DR testimonies at church, and during the service, I felt so called to it and really wanted to go. Then I started coming to youth group, and I got the opportunity to go on this trip. But when the time came to sign up, I doubted myself. I didn't think I was good enough, and I didn't think I belonged. I was scared. I thought I should leave spots open for people who would actually make an impact. So I prayed to the Lord and asked him that if I was meant to go, he would help me know. Otherwise, I told him I wasn't going because honestly, I didn't think I was good enough to be there. Then one night, Sarah came up to me and told me she thought I belonged on the trip. I'm so thankful that she said that because this trip impacted me so much. Even though I may not be enough, God is and he used me so much on this trip. When we arrived in the DR on Tuesday, to be honest, I just wanted to go home. I didn't know how I was going to make it through the week. I was so tired and mentally and spiritually drained, but God changed that. After I got some rest from traveling all day, I felt so much peace and excitement. From that point on, I didn't want to leave. Before the trip, I was terrified of doing things out of my comfort zone, but throughout the entire week, I had so much peace. There was one night, though, when I felt very nervous and thought I was going to throw up. It was the day of our youth service. I was chosen to share my testimony, and I kept overthinking it. I didn't think what I had written was good enough, and I felt like people were expecting me to write something I couldn't give. But that night was so beautiful. It started with worship led by Lauren, Justin, and Aislinn. They worshiped in Spanish, and the whole time I felt the Lord's presence, and it was so beautiful. Then I got to share my testimony, and it went perfectly. The Lord showed up and gave me so much peace. My best friend Aislinn got to translate for me, and I couldn't have had it in any other way. It was such a beautiful moment. Another moment from the trip that I will take with me forever was when Lincoln, Katie, and I got to eat lunch with a wonderful family. The woman who made us lunch was the only believer in her family, and you could tell that her faith was what held everything together. She faced many struggles, but she still stands firm in her faith. She was so kind and welcoming to us, even though we were strangers. She is someone I will always remember and pray for. I also went door to door with Justin to pray for people. One day I got to pray for healing over someone's nephew's heart. I thought it was beautiful how we were brought together because I have heart problems too. This trip changed me so much. I came back so different from when I left. It feels like all the anxiety I had before the trip went away, and now I feel like I can do anything. This trip stretched me and helped me grow. It helped me become older for Jesus. Before the trip, Pastor Jason gave me a word. He said I would be like an eagle soaring out of its nest, and that just as the wind helps an eagle soar, the Lord would help me soar. And after this trip, that's exactly how I feel.
Hello, my name is Lucas. I've got the joy to go on 3 missions trips to the Dominican. This is my 3rd year, and I was just super grateful to see the character of God. Like, that's been a theme for me the past 2 missions trips, is to go there and get low. And before the trip, I was feeling just very numb and so drained, and I would just show up to church. Sometimes I wouldn't show up to church. I would show up to Wednesdays just absolutely drained. And I get on the trip, and I'm still feeling that way. I feel like I'm acting. And then the 2nd day rolls around, and I get a text from my mom, and it says, I feel the Lord saying that you're supposed to let people pour into you as well and let God pour into you. And that hit me like a truck, and she doesn't know that till right now. And throughout the entire trip, I just let down my guard, and I got to witness God's character and how sovereign it is no matter where we are. I got to talk to a famous MLB player who had the dream that all the Dominicans like yearned for. He was famous. He had all these things. He made it. He played in the Cubs. He played all the teams that he got on, obviously. And he still felt empty, and he wanted to come back and serve the Lord, and he's now a full-time missionary there. I got to watch a pastor go door to door in his community because he loves them and cares for them so much and has the joy of the Lord that he knew every single family member's name. And he was knocking on like walls and doors that I didn't even know were houses. And he would just scream and people would come out and a family would meet us with such joy and such just humbleness. And it was so beautiful. And I got to see all these amazing people take steps with the Lord and let God just challenge them and go through things we were scared to do and then come out smiling. And it was just such a joy. And it was so amazing to just see God's character and how sovereign he is. And I think I can speak for everyone that none of us left unchanged. And it was just beautiful to see that the only point of life is God, this glorious life that he's given us and people around us. And it was beautiful.
Hi, my name is Doug, and if you know of me, missions trips is my gig. I love missions trips, except this one. So I say that because it started in November. From November to April, I would have cancer treatments. From now, I'm cancer-free. And so I didn't know where I would get the funds for the trip. Derek would tell us, no problem. God provided. So whew, that was no worry. Then came, I just want to say thank you for an amazing church that can make that happen. Then May 29th, I lost my job. So Lord, what are you doing? Going on a missions trip? But he met me one day. And that day was at the basketball court. And we would arrive at the basketball court for outreach. And this little boy, probably 4 years old, just came up and just hugged my leg. And I went, what? You don't even know me. So I picked him up and took it to my chest and he just hugged my neck, put his head on my shoulder. And I went, okay, God, this is definitely you. Definitely you. So I didn't know what my responsibility, because I missed the meeting about what my responsibility was for this day. So found out that Lauren and Katie and I would be doing some outreach to the community so that to prep them to come in. So Lauren had a sign up that talked about if you needed prayer, she was available. And sure enough, with the interpreter, people would come up to her. Katie would announce on a big megaphone, Jesus loves you. And I would join her from time to time. And then I didn't even know. And then I turned and looked at my sign and it said, do you need a hug? That's God. So three teams would come up. I got hugs. A young lady came up, got hugs, and that's my language. It would be beautiful because we did also put on our two skits. I wish you could see them. You would love them because there's no spoken words, and people were touched. Last year was amazing because the story had to, for me, was around sign language. So Gemma was involved with our children's VBS, and she talked about Noah and his ark. And there was a theme that came up, and all of us as a team can now sign together what that theme was. All right?
God keeps his promises.
So we just didn't share that. We shared that with all the kids there, and they got to learn sign language with us, another language that they weren't aware of. Then, overhearing, someone in our team mentions, wouldn't it be nice if some of the leaders shared their testimonies? And I thought, what? That is kind of cool. So a couple nights together, we shared, some leaders would share, and some team members would share their testimonies. And to me, it was the absolute highlight of this trip because people became vulnerable. They allowed loud tears, allowed to be real, and God met them. I have a shout out to James. He's not here, so I can shout out to him. James shared his testimony, and for a guy who does not like to hug, that dude hugged all over the place after he shared. So when you see him, you see if he has changed his mind about hugging people. So I'm so thankful to be able to see this, to be with this amazing team, and thank you for making it happen.
Hi, my name is Lincoln, and this is my third mission trip, second time in the DR, and this year just felt a lot different. The team was just really, like, united, and they felt like a family, and yeah, it was just an amazing trip. Thank you for everyone who donated and all the prayers. It just really helped us get through, and God was very evident. So before this trip, for me, there was a lot of ups and downs in my spiritual life and my walk. Some days I'd feel really good, some weeks I'd feel really good, and then it was like there were lows, and I just couldn't, it was hard for me to see God like consistently. And so I was excited to get out and go on this trip and just be away for a week and try to refocus in on God without focusing in on all the stresses of normal life. And so I was excited to go, but there was a couple things I was nervous about, being the only guy student, but it turned out to be a great time and lots of wisdom from the guys. And yeah, so there were a lot of amazing experiences on this trip, but I want to kind of focus on one thing. And to preface it, I take a lot of like spiritual things and just things in like a very like metaphorical, symbolic way, so that kind of is like influenced how I see this. So we were getting whooped in baseball kind of all day, and we're getting into the last game, and I don't have a glove, and I'm supposed to be playing on first base, and that's very important. So as I'm looking around for a glove, this kid comes up to me and hands me his glove, and so I can play first base, and then he comes and finds me, and I give it back to him. And every inning, as we continue to get whooped, he's coming back and finding me, and I'm finding him. And it meant a lot, even though like I couldn't really speak with this kid much. I eventually had a conversation with him, but it was just, it was really good. And later that night, we were doing the debrief before dinner, and I realized like that's how God has kind of been to me this week and just the following weeks leading up to this trip. Like I've been nervous, I've been unprepared just spiritually and physically to leave normal routine for a week, and God just showed up evidently and would give me the glove that I needed metaphorically. And it was just very evident, all of God's work keeping me safe at the work site when I was being an idiot. But just there's so many things looking back, and especially like what Derek said earlier with the chaplains, like we were praying just for guardian angels and just safety and peace going into a more dangerous part of town. And God was just very evident. He's such a providing God, and it just really took away all the anxiety from like all of us on being safe, and just these chaplains were there, and yeah, it was just amazing. And I think what God has been trying to tell me through this trip, out of everything, is just to take a step back, don't care about, or just like don't think about things too much, and just focus on God at the center of everything, not daily routine fears or anxieties or on doing the right thing and looking the right way, but just being there for God and just being faithful to what he wants for me. And that's what I'm just gonna take out of this trip, just to look at life more simply and just love others like God loves me. And God's hand was very evident in all of this, and just the team was so united, and God's presence was just on everything. And just praying that God will take that and just carry me getting back into life here. And yeah, that's my testimony. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Blessa, and this is my second missions trip to Dominican Republic. I'm gonna be honest, at first, I really was not excited to go on this trip. I just had a lot going on this summer, and the week before, I kept on adding more stuff to my to-do list. And then also, I'm not really a big fan of manual labor. And if you look on the stage, there's not a lot of guys. So all the jobs that I got to get away from doing last year in manual labor, I thought I would have to do. But to my surprise, when I found out the itinerary, there was almost no manual labor jobs. And it was like all children's ministry with one day of work, and I got out of all the physical labor. I also speak absolutely no Spanish whatsoever, so I was scared of how I was going to communicate with the children. But I saw God use me in many ways to help take care of the children and to like be with them. On the first day, I got to help watch the kids while the parents were in a workshop upstairs. But I kind of felt useless because I couldn't help much without being able to speak the language. But later, a little girl showed up, and I was able to hang out with her the whole time because she wasn't able to, like, play, do the big kid activities, but someone needs to keep an eye on her. And at the end, I even got her a smile, and she was a very, very grumpy baby, so it was a pretty good accomplishment. Also, I got to face paint on Friday, and yet again, the language barrier came up, but this girl stood by my side the entire time and helped translate my very, very, very broken Spanish into sentences that the little kids would understand, and she never left me once. Anytime like I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing or kind of felt helpless and useless, God always found a way for me to hold a baby or to play with a little kid. So I just saw God working through me in that way. And on the last night, me and many others got to share testimonies, and you could really feel the presence of God in that moment. For the past two trips, it has really put my view and perspective into focus and to be grateful for what I have. And I'm truly grateful to be able to flush toilet paper and able to get McDonald's freely whenever I want. And then God has used this trip in many ways to help me grow closer to Him and to remind me to surround myself by leaf blowers instead of garden hoses, meaning surround myself by people who build up my faith instead of try to blow it out. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Sarah. So I went to Dominican last year and it was so good. And this year I was not excited at all because I didn't think it was going to be as good. And also, it was just kind of what everyone's been saying, another thing to do. I kind of felt spiritually dead, and I didn't think that I could go and pray for the people when I felt like that. Although God had other plans, thankfully. And the two main things that stuck out to me the most on this trip was being the hands and feet of Jesus and planting seeds. So on Thursday, we did the scavenger hunt, and then we went to people's houses for lunch. And we met with the family. We ate lunch with them. It was so much fun. We sang and danced and did dishes together. And then after lunch, we had a bunch of food because they make so much food. It's so good. But we had a bunch of food left over. And the dad in the household, he sometimes would go down to their neighbors. They have Haitian neighbors that don't eat all the time and they don't really get out and whatever. They don't really trust a lot of people in the neighborhood. So we took all the rest of the food and we brought it to them. We didn't really know if they were going to invite us in. We didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but they invited us in. We got to talk to them. We got to pray with them. And then we got to meet, like, our family. We also got to tell them about the clinics we were doing the next day at the basketball court and the baseball field. We left there, and she kind of, the mom told us that I feel so blessed and that she was just so grateful, and we kind of made her week. It was that night when Jim said to us, me, Caroline, and Doug, after we were all sharing, that's exactly what Jesus did. You guys were kind of living out what Jesus did. And that already I was like, okay, so I know this trip is going to be good. Then the next day at the basketball court, the first kid I see when we get out of the vans is one of the kids from the Haitian family. And I was so grateful that him and all his siblings were there because I don't know what their lives are like every day, but I'm glad they got to get out and learn a little bit about Jesus that day. On Saturday, we had another youth night get together, and we were praying before it all happened because we just were praying over everyone, praying over the night. And I was just thinking to myself, like, I really, really need prayer right now. Like, I feel kind of lost. And then after prayer, Doug and Sarah came up to me and both kind of said the same thing to me about, like, you are meant to be here, you are worthy. And I was just so grateful that God showed up for me in that moment. On Sunday and Monday night, I got to see a lot of everyone on this trip, a lot of their vulnerable parts of them that you don't really see often. They shared their testimonies. They shared things about them that, you know, not many people know. And it made us all feel so closer. And I feel like I have planted seeds in so many of the people we met there, but also in myself. I feel like I'm growing as a Christian every day. And a lot of them helped me realize that and helped me grow. And I'm so thankful that I have this extra family that I get to call my brothers and sisters.
Hi, guys. I'm Nina. So before the mission trip, I wasn't as excited as I was last year. My relationship with God was struggling, and so was my passion to go on the trip. But I'm so glad God pushed me to go. So the first part of the trip that really stuck out to me was the scavenger hunt. We were in like a little town and we got a map of like places to go, and we went in the completely wrong direction, like probably 20 minutes the wrong way. And this kind of like showed me like God how God is still with you. Even if you go down a wrong path, he'll always bring you back. Also the fact that the federal chaplains were there to keep us safe. That was really just from God. This also reminded me that God will always have my back, even when I'm going the wrong way. We did end up finding our way back and having so much fun. Another big part of the trip for me was the kids we got to be with. We did a lot of outreach for kids, and I was able to experience so much joy to see how much of a light they were to the community. Another big part was, so I did my testimony at church, and the whole day leading up to it, I was super anxious and like about to have a panic attack. And then we prayed before, and Pastor Derek and Jean prayed for me, and I just felt like a peace over me that I've never experienced before. And then I was able to do it and feel a lot better about it. Another super cool thing we got to do was go with the pastors door to door and give out coffee and just sit and pray with the community. I was with Sarah Wright and Lucas. One woman in particular named Marguerite stood out to me. She had gone through so much in her life, yet she didn't let it define her. She accepted it, what happened to her, and she didn't let it be who she was. The last thing that stood out to me was our group time together at night. I just felt so at home, even though we were so far away. And because of what God had in store for those nights, me and a lot of our team were able to open up and let God heal, bring us closer, and reveal himself to us. God really did show up in big and little ways this trip, and I'm so grateful for this experience. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Caroline. This was my first mission trip and my first time out of the country. I had heard so many amazing testimonies about these mission trips, and when I heard the testimonies from my classmates last year, I finally decided I wanted to go on one too. So this spring, I started praying if God wanted to send me to the Dominican Republic. I wasn't hearing anything, but I knew if God didn't want me there, he would close the door. I planned to sign up with my best friend, but at the last minute, she couldn't go, and that was kind of a setback. I was wondering, God, do I go without her? I was scared to spend a whole week with a lot of new people, scared of praying for a bunch of strangers, and worried about how I would pay for the trip. Then I had a really rough end of the school year with a lot of disappointments, and I was crying out to God, asking, why is this happening to me? Why am I being passed over? But things began to turn around, and God showed me I was meant to be on this mission trip. He sent Lincoln to pray for each person going, and I was shocked because Lincoln prayed for every single one of my worries, and I hadn't shared them with him. God was speaking peace and assurance directly over my heart. Then Pastor Joe gave a message at ALCS about this being a summer where God heals our hearts, and immediately I knew God had a plan to heal my heart during this trip, and he really did. Then all of you were generous, and the trip was fully paid for. God had taken all of my fears about the trip and turned it into joy for his plans. For a moment again, I doubted that this would be a good trip when I sat alone or by strangers for all of our flights to the DR. But it didn't take long for God to turn that around and prove me wrong. Every night in the DR, we sat around the table and played games and joked with each other. During the day, we chatted, and people who I never thought I'd be friends with were so welcoming to me. Even when we split off to go pray for the Dominicans, I learned that in other countries, people are very welcoming and not turned away like here in America. I even got to become close with the missionary team in DR. I hadn't realized that I had been needing a good Christian community until God sent me one. He was healing a wound in my heart that I hadn't realized was there, and I know it was God because who else can turn strangers into a family in 1 week? And then also I was with Sarah for the cultural immersion day, and I think that was my favorite part of the week because it was just so cool to see how we blessed them. And I really liked how the next day the kids came to see us at our ministry in the park and they remembered my name. I never expected God to use me in such a simple act of love and kindness. I didn't realize how much one meal could bless a family, and in return I felt blessed that these kids came back.
Hi, my name is Gemma, and this is my second time going to the Dominican Republic. If I'm being honest, I was kind of dreading this trip. I wasn't really wanting to go. I have a really busy summer, and it just felt like one other thing that I had to go to. My times in prayer and in worship just felt empty and fruitless, and I just wasn't feeling it. But God definitely had different plans, and he definitely used this trip. If there was one thing I was looking forward to on this trip, it was going to be working with kids, because I just love kids ministry and just being able to see their faces light up when you're teaching them and talking to them. So the first day was our work day. And the second half of the day was the women's clinic, and I was supposed to be helping with childcare, but they ended up needing another person to go and work. And so then I ended up going and working. And I was kind of annoyed. I was having a bad attitude, and I was like, of course. So I was going to work with kids, but now I have to go paint all these walls, and it's hot. And I was complaining. It just wasn't fun. And I was still kind of just not feeling it. I was like, I don't really want to be here. I'd much rather be at home figuring out my schedule and stuff. But then the next day, we had the cultural immersion day, and we did the scavenger hunt, which was kind of frustrating. It was confusing, and we got dropped in like the middle of nowhere. Our translators couldn't actually help us, so we were just kind of lost, and it was kind of frustrating. But then after that, we got to go and eat a meal with a Dominican family. And when we got there, there was this little girl, and she like looked at me and she waved and she smiled, and I was like, yes, finally a kid to play with. So we were eating lunch, and then after we finished, she like walked up to me, and then for like an hour I was just playing and chatting with her, and it was just so much fun. And I think God really sent that little girl there to soften my heart, because I was having a bad attitude about this trip, and that little girl I think really helped change my mindset. And then the next day we had just this kids ministry in the park, and it was so much fun. There was chalk, and we got to play with the kids and just dance and do hopscotch, and that was really fun. And then the next day was our like VBS service with the younger kids. And the day before, Aislinn was feeling like she was going to teach the lesson for the VBS, but she was feeling like it was too much, so she asked if I wanted to teach it. And she didn't know at the time, but this really, I think this is a God moment. He really saw me there and knew that like I was struggling on this trip, but she asked me if I wanted to teach these kids, and it was really exciting because I finally got to do something that I was wanting to do, and I think God really used that. So the next day I got to teach these kids this lesson about Noah, and I don't think you can have a bad attitude when you're around kids because they're just all smiley and just so happy, and I think God really saw me in that moment. And then another part of this trip that impacted me was the last 2 days, our leaders and other team members shared their testimonies, and I didn't personally share mine, but I think I grew a lot listening to what they've gone through and how God has changed them. And it really reminded me that God meets us where we're at, and he sees us even when we're not in the right place, and he calls us home. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Aislinn, and like Caroline, this was also my first mission trip to the DR. And similar to many of the girls on the team, I was also not very thrilled about going on this trip. I felt like I wouldn't be useful to the team, and I felt like I just wouldn't be a good asset to everyone, and I just felt like I would be a burden to everyone, and I wouldn't be helpful, and I had a lot of doubts and fears running through my head, and I almost let them hold me back. But now looking back, I can see that God had a plan all along. So before this trip, I was really stuck in a really dark place with my self-image. I really hated the way I looked, and I felt like everyone else did too. I hated looking in the mirror, and I hated seeing myself. And when I would look in the mirror, all I would see were my flaws, and I really hated talking to people. I'm so sorry, because I felt like when I talked to them, they would be judging me and only looking at my imperfections and all of my flaws. And I felt like I wasn't good enough and that I wasn't worthy of love or acceptance. And it was like I was trapped in this cycle of self-doubt and negativity and just hating myself. And I didn't know how to break free from this. And I would try to focus on the things that I was good at, but it was like nothing seemed to stick. Nothing seemed to help. I felt like I was just a mess, and I didn't know how to fix it. But on this trip, God showed me something different. Every single day on this trip, I was reminded of how I was made in God's image and how the Lord saw me beautiful. It started on the first day when we were playing with the kids, and they were just so full of life and so full of love and acceptance, and they didn't care or focus on what I looked like or what I was good at. They just loved me for who I was, and it was like God was using them to show me his love. One of the moments that really stood out to me was when we were doing kids ministry on the first day. One of the little girls came up to me, and she told me that I was very pretty, and I thanked her, and I told her. Then I started to tell her how beautiful she was and how God made her in his image and how she was fearfully and wonderfully made, and she was precious. And when I told this young girl that, she didn't really seem to believe me. And she would just say that it wasn't true, that she wasn't pretty, and that she was ugly. And it really broke my heart to see that she couldn't see the beauty that she held. And I imagine what God's heart felt like hearing his young, beautiful daughter deny her beauty and say she wasn't pretty enough. And then it clicked to me, and I felt God say to me, hey, you're seeing the beauty that you see in this young girl is the same beauty that I see in you. And I started to realize that if he made these kids so wonderfully and preciously, just imagine how beautiful I am in his eyes. And it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders, and God showed me that my worth isn't in what I look like or what I can do, but in being made in his image.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren Rohde, and this is my fifth mission trip with Activate, third to the Dominican Republic, and then I went to Belize twice as well. As Lincoln was kind of saying, the Lord's hand was all over this team. It really, truly felt like a family rather than just like in the years past. It's felt like really close friends. Like, it truly felt like brothers and sisters this year. Our ministry time as a team was so intimate and so powerful, like how the leaders shared their testimonies. It was wonderful to do that. It was also just a reminder from the Lord that he loves us and sees us and gives us people to share our hearts with. The most impactful day for me and most stressful day was Saturday. About a month before the trip, I just felt the Lord calling me to lead worship in Spanish and just to prepare chords and lyrics for the team. But I wasn't really sure how this would fit in. And so I called Derek. I was like, can I do this? And he was like, sure, go for it. So I didn't know how or when it would be used, but I thought I would do it anyway. So Aislinn and I worked together to make a set list with the chords and lyrics. Once we got to the Dominican Republic, I was told that we needed to lead Spanish worship at the youth service. And I didn't previously know this, but the Lord did know this and was preparing me for it a month before the trip. I've played keys before on Sunday mornings and multiple places, but I've never led worship on piano with vocals and in Spanish before. So I was very anxious and very nervous for it, but I just heard the Lord calling me that I needed to rely on him and his strength. Worship went wonderfully, but not because of my voice or the instruments, but because of our heart posture to worship Jesus and because we relied on his strength. God is faithful time and time again. One of the other most impactful experiences was when God showed me his irrevocable love for me. During the children's service, we were supposed to mix in with the kids and love on them. And there was a little boy in the back who was just like, seemed really nervous and was like sucking his thumb. And I just was like, okay, I'll go back there with him. So I went back there, I picked him up and just put him on my hip, and I carried him the rest of the day. I found out that his name was Jose and that he was 4 years old. So I was carrying him around all afternoon, but about an hour in, I realized that he had wet his pants and that it had gotten all on my clothes. This would be gross to most people, but the Lord allowed me to see it from another perspective. The Lord continued to reveal to me that he loves me the way that I loved Jose. We are messy and dirty, and instead of turning us away, which I could have easily done to Jose, I could have thrown a fit about it and made him go home and change, but he calls us deeper into love with us. I continue to love on him despite his accident, which is what God does for us. This was really touching because I experienced the love for Jose like the love that God has for me. Overall, this trip was so amazing and has affirmed my calling into ministry, worship, missions, and working with kids. Words don't cover the amount of thanks that I want to give to all of you for your support and for your prayers before, during, and after the trip. It was very evident that the Dominican Republic and the Pantoja, where we were ministering to, was already prepared for us to come. So I want to say thank you to all you guys.
Hi, my name is Katie. This is my sixth trip. I was a leader this year. And I just want to first start out by thanking all of you. As they all touched on, our trips were fully paid for. This is the third year in a row that my trip has been fully funded. So I'm just super appreciative of all of you, because I would not be able to go without all of you. So I do stress about money and things like that at home, which a lot of people do not know about. And so just thank you guys for your contribution and just supporting us through prayer and through monitoring. monetarily as well. I'm just so, so grateful. If you don't recognize me, they call me Mission Trip Katie. I live in Green Bay, but I did attend Activate as a student and continued to come back as a leader and come back whenever I can. So that's why I look like a new face. I went into this trip with no expectations. I've already had big faith-defining wow moments in my life, so I wasn't putting God in a box, but I also wasn't looking for anything spectacular. I just wanted to feel renewed and refreshed, and that's exactly what I prayed for, and that's exactly what happened. God worked in all the little moments in and through me this week in the DR. I didn't have any huge moments, but a few that changed and renewed me nonetheless. During our cultural immersion day, Hayden, Lincoln, and I had lunch with a woman named Yoseline and her family. Her food was absolutely wonderful, and we spent the afternoon at her kitchen table hearing her story. She is the only believer in her family and faithfully attends church each week by herself. She cares for her whole family while her husband works, has 5 children, or 4 now, as she would say. Her daughter died a few years ago. And 11 grandchildren, many of whom she cares for after her daughter passed away. And life has been very difficult for her. The government was supposed to fix the roads in their community so the streets wouldn't flood, but no one has come to do so in their community. When it rains, she has to put all of her belongings in the rafters of her home because not only do the streets flood, but so does her home. So I looked around her house and you could see the water line from where her house floods. I'm about 5'2". It's about head height for me of where her water floods in her house. She says it happens 1 to 2 times a year and has caused thousands of dollars in damage for her and her family. Yet her neighborhood is still ignored, unfortunately. And then after telling us this like horrifying story about how she prepares for the floods and all of these things and how they've lost belongings, she says, "But the Lord will protect us," with a big smile on her face. "I have faith in that." That's what she said to us. And I'm like very emotional sitting at her kitchen table. Like, this lady just poured her whole heart out. She knows nothing about us, told us her whole story and said, like, despite everything, she loves Jesus, loves her family so well. And I told her she reminded me of Matthew 7:25, which is like, the rains came, the winds blew, but she was built on the rock, and she's the rock for her family, not only, only because of the Lord. I want to be a lot more like her. She taught me humility and reminded me to find joy in the chaos of life. We prayed over her, and she insisted on praying over us, too. In this small interaction, one woman changed me for the better. I definitely will not forget her. Some other small but impactful moments were standing on a street corner with Lauren, Doug, and our translator, TV Sai, holding signs and telling people, "Jesus te ama, Jesus te ama." And if you know me, I do not need a megaphone. I am the loudest person in any room you walk into. But I had the megaphone, so I am shouting to the community of just that Jesus loved them so, so dearly. And I just can't imagine how many people heard that simple, powerful truth. It made me realize I need to be more bold here too, because everyone deserves to know how much Jesus loves them. I was just standing there screaming, and like, that's what I want to do more here too. And so just, I cannot imagine the impact we made that day just by standing on the corner. So, and then I got to watch all of our kiddos, who are just wonderful. I got to take a backseat this week for kind of the first time and just really watch them thrive. They were so bold and spoke and prayed in boldness, broke chains they had personally been carrying, and shared testimonies of God's faithfulness. I am so proud of them, man. They were changed, and because of that, I was changed too. I just feel refreshed and renewed after this trip, and so I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of encouragement as well, which is, I was prayed over by one of the missionaries in the DR, and she told me that I have so much influence here back in the States. As you've heard, very loud, very bold, whatever. That's me, just big personality. So she told me that the the Lord was telling her that I cannot have this big influence or this great leadership without the Lord's joy. She said, you must save some of his joy for you too. How can you pour from an empty cup? You're missing his joy because of the stress of life back home and because of how people have treated you, but he wants you to come back to him fully. The Lord wants to pour his joy out on you today. If you feel as though life has dragged you down and you're missing some of the joy of the Lord, he wants you to come back home. If you're pouring too much out, he wants to fill you. It's hard to make a good influence and impact on others without his joy. Keep some of his joy for you too, and come back home today if you wandered. He loves you so much. He wants to know you. The joy of the Lord is for you as well. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Sarah. God is always so intentional and specific. Our team in 2024, it was the Hope Center, they were starting to build that, and we were supposed to put building blocks, but there had too much rain, so there was nothing there. And what we did was we hauled sand and like a shell mixture called caliche, and we laid the foundation of the Hope Center. Last year, we painted the rooms and every part of it. And in 2026, our group was the first to hold an event there for the community. One of our team members is a nurse, and so she did a seminar on hygiene and nutrition. And it was just so cool to see that whole thing come full circle from nothing there to it's painted, and now our team actually had the honor of being the first one to use it for the community. There are always so many God moments on a mission trip, but what stood out to me this year was our Sunday church service. With Pastor Franklin's church, once a month he takes his whole, they don't have a regular service. The church goes out into their community to connect with the people. They take a bag of coffee with 12 packets of coffee, and then they go door to door. Nina, Lucas, and I got to go with the pastor. He knows every person's name on that, just down from the street. He'd knock on the door, and like Lucas or Nina said, it didn't even look like was a house or that anyone was there, but he'd shake the gate and say their name, and we'd stop and say we brought some coffee. If they asked us to come in, we would drink some coffee together. Thankfully, we only had to drink coffee at one place, not 12 cups of coffee. That would have been a crazy morning. And asked if we'd like prayer. We were in the first house for 30 minutes listening to Marguerite's story, and it was a crazy story. She, at 11 years old, she got married to an older man, and by 15 had 3 kids, and it was just kind of mind-blowing. Like, she would speak in Spanish, and then our interpreter would interpret, and it was just amazing. And also, like Nina said, that story didn't define her. She still had joy, and that was just a ministry for us to be able to spend time with her and pray with her. We prayed for 12 different people and families, and were able to spread the love of Jesus to the people of the neighborhood. And I honestly don't even know if some of them were believers. You know, it's like you're going into their homes, and it's like we don't know anything about them and don't really speak their language, but we were able to spread seeds and speak life and love into their lives. God really used this team as we ministered in outreach at the park, in a children's service, a youth service, at a baseball clinic, and in door-to-door ministry. It was a busy time spreading the love of Jesus, but I feel like we are always so blessed in return, and I'm just so grateful. I know we had a word over our team on the Tuesday night prayer that sang about unity, and this team, God really, I feel like a lot of us were like, oh, this is hard to go on because it's one more thing to do, but I feel like because of that, the enemy didn't want us to go, but God had big plans for this trip, and God really used each one on this team, and we were just a unified family, and it was so good to see.
Hi, everyone. I'm Justin. I've been praying for a vacation that would be from the Lord and not something that I chose for myself for a while. So when Pastor Derek announced the Dominican Republic trip, I just really asked God to have someone personally invite me, and if it was his will. And Lauren asked me personally if I wanted to go or if I was going. So I'm like, all right, Lauren, like, will you confirm that? And he did. And then I was like, all right, but will you confirm it again, just like you did with Gideon and the fleece? And he did, so that was cool. So before we left, God, I just really felt like God was already moving in double portions. I made a post about baseball equipment and just all the people from different walks of life that responded to that was amazing. And then my dental assistant is from the Dominican Republic, and so it just really touched her heart. So she gave us a double portion as well. And then, City Church supplying all the funds for all of us to go just felt like, again, just a double portion. Once we got there, just the harvest seemed so much greater than any of us expected. They talked about how the kids ministry, there was three times the amount of kids that were supposed to be there, that were expected to be there. The people that showed up for the baseball outreach seemed like way more than what was expected as well. And unlike the girls, I really do like the physical labor. And so I was really excited for doing construction stuff and doing baseball stuff. I really enjoy both those things. But I think the highlight for me was the door-to-door ministry, which was thing that I thought would be the most challenging. I just think that God shows up the strongest when we're stretched and relying on his strength instead of our own. So that stretching and, asking God to do everything through you, then relying on the things that you're comfortable with is so important. And that's where I feel like he really, really shows up. So Hayden and I went door to door on that Friday, and you could just see on people's faces the way that the Lord was touching them through the words that we were sharing and just the love of Jesus. And it just shows that it doesn't matter language or skin color or anything like that, that just there were so many fist bumps and heart hand emojis and things like that are just universal language of just love. And you can just see Jesus working in so many ways. We had a bunch of late night talks, and it just, I feel like, brought so much alignment within the group here that we can bring back in all the things that we do here. Another thing that really touched me was just the seeds that have been planted prior to us even arriving there with everyday ministries and the prior trips. It just felt like the ground had already been tilled and the seeds had already been planted, and the harvest that the Lord wanted to reap through us was just, like I said, just a double portion. So it was such a blessing. So thanks to all of you guys who have supported us in prayer and in financial ways. And just thank you so much. And it's an honor.